So now, this time we have received, oh, precious hymn body. Which is qualified of eight freedom and ten richness. Even though we haven't received all eight and all ten, although we have received most of it. Even though we haven't received all eight, all the other ten richness, we can make this precious human body to be qualified of all eight and all the ten richness. However, because this precious human body is qualified of the the eight freedom transition, you know? Although with this, you know, one can achieve three great meanings and three great advantages. Three great advantages. With this precious human body qualified at freedom transitions, one can achieve the meaning whatever one wishes, one can achieve. Whatever happiness one wishes in the future life, beyond from this life, whatever happiness one wishes, one has possibility to obtain with this precious human body. Even one wishes, to a perfect material possession in the future life. One can obtain, because with this precious human body, one can create a cause, the practicing charity. And even one wishes, to a perfect surrounding, always to a perfect surrounding, helpful, in the future life, always obedient, the perfect surrounding, helpful, one wishes, one can do with this. One can obtain this. How? With this precious in the body, one can practice patience. Even one wishes to be born as human being, to be human being. Who has the body qualified of eight freedom transitions, anyone wishes to receive such body again, one can do. How? One can obtain that by creating the cause, perfect moral conduct, pure moral conduct, and charity, and making prayer, which makes the joint to the from this life to the to the next slide. The to receive the the precious human body qualified to eight freedom transitions. Even when one wishes to be born as human being, even one wishes to be born in the, you know, or in the realm of the in the realm of the those worldly gods, you know, who have greater in the, enjoyment. Those who are living in the different, you know, different planets, even one wishes to be born as in the, as a worldly god, you know, in the first life. One can obtain, because one can, with this precious human body, they have a creating cause in the practicing pure moral conduct. Or not like this. So what if, you know, the temporal happiness, whatever temporal happiness, the temporal meaning, whatever one wishes, or one can obtain, with this precious human body. Then, even one wishes, you know, to achieve ultimate happiness, the ultimate meaning, even one wishes, such as the release, the release from the bond, the release from the samsara, which is bound by unsettled mind karma. Even one wishes to achieve nirvana, the release, the blissful state of peace. Even one wishes to achieve that is ultimate happiness, one can obtain. How? With this precious human body, you qualify to eight freedom transitions. The one can. Practice the three higher path. The three higher training. High training of the moral conduct, high training of the concentration, the samatha, the high training of the wisdom. So, that's how with this precious human body one can achieve the ultimate happiness, the nirvana. Chanchu simchu rinpo che ma che ay pa nam ma che ju che wa nyam pa me pa yang kong ne kong du me wa ju. So this precious human body, which is qualified to eight freedom transitions, with this we can achieve the three great meanings. The temporal meaning, ultimate meaning, in each minute, second, you know, one can achieve great meaning, with this perfect human body. Also, the temporal meaning, besides, you know, with this precious human body, that one can achieve the rebirth, you know, or the in the future life. The one can receive him the body of the happy tantra mark to be. Him the body of the worldly God. Those who are suited in the say, different category of the planets. Also even one wishes to be born in the pure field of Buddhas. After this life. That also one can achieve. How? With this with this perfect human body? By creating the cause with this perfect human body. The fundamental cause to be born in the pure field of Buddha. Creating the fundamental cause in the pure moral conduct. Charity. And prayer. The pure prayer. The standard prayer. Then also practicing this particular techniques, which makes to transfer the consciousness in the purity. On the basis of renouncing the attachment, clinging, happiness of this life. The body of this life, material possessions, surrounding people, without clinging, by renouncing the attachment which clings in these. Then, by doing those, special techniques, to be born in the in the pure field of Buddha, so one can transfer one's consciousness into the real. And then one takes spiritual body, one takes in the pure field, one takes spiritual body, not like the body that we have, which is constituted of the apparent, the sperm and blood. Not like this body. Body which is constituted of flesh, skin, like that. The beings who are in pure who are born in pure field, they don't have physical body. They have spiritual body. So one takes a spiritual body, such that one gets born, one gets born in the lotus, and then by that, they're taking the entering rebirth. There are four different types of rebirth, taking the entering rebirth, like that, in the lotus, or things like that. Anyway, so then one is able to see, as one is born in that particular Buddha's pure realm, so one is able to see the pure realm of Buddha, one receives teachings directly from the Holy Speech, from the Holy Mouth, that Buddha. If it is Amitabha, but then if it is Tara, or if it is then Vajrayogini, like that, or those different the different deities, the different aspect of Buddha, then one see in that Buddha's own pure realm, one can One receives teaching directly from that Buddha. Hmm. Then all the surrounding beings of Buddha, you know, on the Buddha, the Buddhist, Buddhisattvas. Like that. Even the animals, the birds like that, those which are flying around in the beautiful parks or in the beautiful wish grinding trees or things like that. Even those are transformation Buddhist, the Bodhisattva. Even those are Bodhisattva. Something like that. Even the noise, you know. Even the noise. Not like noise that we hear, that we hear from these birds. Well then, the beings who are in the pure realm, they hear Dharma even from the birds. When they make noise. The spiritual Dharma. Well then, even the wish grinding trees, the wind blowing them, even they receive teaching, they hear Dharma from the wish grounding trees. All things like that. Incredible, unbelievable, beautiful. The place in pure realm. Whatever the great enjoyment there is, you know, never causes to rise, see, to develop the unsubdued mind. It only causes to pacify the unsubdued mind. Well, like that. Then the path. That one hasn't the steps of path to enlightenment. That one hasn't, you know, finished achieving this life. The rest of the path, the rest of the path to enlightenment. Then, you know, by being born in pure realm, then one completes actualizing the rest of the path by receiving teachings directly out from the Buddha. Then in that life, one receives enlightenment. Even one wishes to not be born as human being, as world regard, or like that, you know. One wishes to be born in such a pure realm where there's opportunity to practice mantra. The part of secret mantra, and to quickly achieve enlightenment. Then there's one can achieve by creating the cause of that with this precious human body. Even one which, even one wishes for them to achieve the nirvana, the blissful state of peace, the complete cessation of the suffering, and one can achieve by creating the cause with this, the perfect human body. By, you know, following the path. Something like that. By following the path on the basis of the three-high train. Well then, not only that, you know, they have to, the you know, even one wishes to achieve the ultimate meaning or the end, you know, enlightenment. Without aiming, without seeking only the nirvana, you know? The mere cessation of suffering, okay? Even which is the great nirvana, the enlightenment. One can achieve. By following the mind path. With this perfect human body. Even one wishes to achieve enlightenment in one brief lifetime. Within 16 lifetimes, within 3 lifetimes, within this life, even one wishes. There's opportunity. The method, you know, to achieve enlightenment in one brief lifetime. That is, you know, the making the cooperative, you know, practice of the sutra and tantra. Among the tantra, is there are 4 divisions, 4 categories, or you know, 4 divisions of tantra, 4 different methods, you know, or the highest Mahantra Yoga Tantra. By doing the corporate practice of Sutra and the Mahantra Yoga Tantra, one can achieve. Enlightenment. The state of initial mind. The Moya. Even this, you know, brief lifetime. Then how, little more details, you know, how often, with this precious thing about it, one can, train the mind. One can train the mind in the general path. The Mahayana path, you know, the 3 principles of the path, the mind renounce samsara, and bodhicitta, wisdom, the realizing oneness, one, you know, but by training the mind in these 3, the principal path, the general, you know, the 3 principal path to enlightenment, then one take initiation, the one once from my from a perfect or the guru who has the quality to show, who has the perfect quality, you know, to reveal the part of the secret mantra. the method which leads to oneself, you know, to the goal, the enlightenment, which one wishes. From such that, you know, perfectly qualified guru, you know, one take initiation, mahantra initiation, to ripen the mind. To ripen the mind, to make the mind capable, or then to practice tam, to practice the part of the secret mantra. In order to, you know, to generate the path of the secret mantra, the particularly the Mahanatara Yoga path. Then after having taken the having received the all the the initiation of the Mahantara Yoga, the Tantra, from a perfectly qualified teacher, then but in the on the and also doing the actually doing special Guru Yoga practice. The Guru Yoga practice, holding and practicing the Guru Yoga as one soma, keeping that practice as one soma life, heart, you know, life, the, as one soma heart. Or then like that, on the basis of special practice of Guru Yoga, or however perfectly following the Guru, then, you know, one generate, one follow the, one meditate on the path, the the Mahantara Yoga path. Well, then, there are two divisions, gradual path of becoming, gradual path of the, you know, accomplishment. The Mahantara Yoga Tantra path to, you know, to enlightenment. Then one gradually train the mind in this path. After one has generated part of gradual part of becoming, then one generates the gradual part of the accomplishment. The part of the secret mantra. Then after completing the gradual part of the accomplishment, then one receives the unified Vajradhara state, or however the state of omniscient mind. Or then like this, you know, how one can achieve the fully enlightened stage even one brief lifetime. With his precious human body in the form of the during the cooperative practice of Sutta and Tantra. Something like that. And one reason is at the moment, this precious method are existing. It's not degenerated. It's not degenerated yet. The profound Sutra Tantra path, you know, the Mahantara Yoga path, which gives enlightenment in one brief lifetime, you know, in one's hand, on the such as the great Oya, Yogi, Milarepa. Then many highly realized great yogis have been in Tibet, you know, or in Sava, and then many disciples of Milarepa himself, so many disciples of Lama Tsongkhapa, who have received enlightenment in a brief lifetime. Then many, so many the previous you know, pandits, Ayadeva, and there are many other pandits, all those who received enlightenment in one brief lifetime. So the method which made possible them to receive enlightenment, what they have actualized, what they have experienced, is still existing. The teaching is still existing, and the in the the teaching is still existing. Not the generic, the explanations, the experience is still existing in the mind of the highly realized team, they learned the Tibetan Lama. So there's opportunity to practice those profound methods. The whole question is just a matter of, from one's own side, whether one try, from one's own side, whether one practice this method, this path, as those previous great yogis, the pandits, as they practiced, as they followed the path, it's just a matter of, whether one try or not. The whole question is upon oneself. It's not up to path. The whole question is upon one's own decision, how much one is able to practice. If one is able to practice like them, able to follow the path, like those previous the pandits, yogis, there's no question why we can't receive enlightenment in one brief lifetime, and they can, they could receive enlightenment in a brief lifetime. Why we can't receive enlightenment in a brief lifetime? There's no question. Such as the great yogi Milarepa, he had no material possession, no other material possession, just one, kind of scarf to wear, Most time his life he lived with a kind of negative body, kind of, and food that he had to eat is only only natural. Or breakfast, or lunch, or dinner, whatever it is, whatever, just only natural. Nothing else. Salt is also natural. Pepper is also natural. Everything is natural. Nothing. There's no other things. Like we have many varieties full of kitchen, the full of whole kitchen full of things. like that, he doesn't have only natural in his case. And one clay pot, even though it was broken. Then, he doesn't have nice rooms like we have. He never had. Didn't have heaters in the cave. Didn't have cars outside of the cave. No. I'm not sure whether he had opportunity to taste even chocolate. Anyway, whether he tasted chocolate or not doesn't matter. Whether he tastes ice creams or chocolate or what else. However, he received them. We have everything, but he received them first. Other than that, fact. Sleep. We are still living this. Still not free from suffering. Still not free from confusion. Other than that, Odin Melarepa. Odin he lived now. More than he, even when he was practicing Dharma, he didn't have you know, all the good comfortable place with the material possession, all like the good food like that, you know, all like that like we have, often, even he had only nettles to eat, often, however he received receiving enlightenment before us, and they doing the works for others, intending continuously spontaneously. With his holy body, with his holy speech, with his holy mind, something like this. So anyway, the whole conclusion is that there's no my conclusion that there's no question, there's no doubt, you know, I say, there's no doubt, there's no question. As to the numbers of those great, you know, oh yeah, yogis or pandits, as they received enlightenment in real lifetime by doing the by following this profound path, Sutra and Tantra. Oh, there's no question why we have good place. We have, you know, we are comparing to them, you know, comparing to them, what we eat, it each is incredible, you know, rich food. Place. Oh, what we would, you know, We have material possessions, you know, what we wish. We have things round. Whatever we wish. Other things like that, even comfortable life. So Oh, no question. If from outside, if you practice like that, if you practice, if you follow the path as they did, there's no question why we can't have the same experience, why we can't achieve enlightenment in one brief lifetime. No question. The whole question is upon oneself. How much one is able to practice. So even when we seek to achieve the ultimate meaning or end, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all the sentient beings, one can achieve how? With this present body, following the path. The step, the path to enlightenment. Well, like that. That's the conclusion. Well, then, even in such short time, we can achieve great meaning with this precious human body. Pardon? Within 1 hour, within 1 day, within 1 hour, within a minute. Within a second. Pardon like that. How? Pardon? Due to the power of the bodhicitta. By the practice of the bodhicitta, with this position in the body, one can achieve, great infinite benefits. For the benefit of the for the benefit of all the human beings. Of course, even one has a of course, even one if one has generated actual realization bodhicitta, even one doesn't have actual realization bodhicitta. Even just with the motivation, even just with the motivation bodhicitta. In such short time, while one is breathing out, relating with the action of breathing, everything, while we are, even a short time while we be, as we during the short moment that we're breathing out. Thinking, with the motivation bodhicitta, I'm thinking, I'm going to do the practice of purification in order to receive enlightenment. Thinking, I'm going to purify all my unsubdued mind, the confused mind. In order to receive enlightenment for the benefit of all the sentient beings. Thinking, even just breathing out, to benefit for all the sentient beings. Thinking like this, just one action, one small action, breathing out. Visualizing, the pure, the, all the answer to the mind, the all the answer to the mind, the karma, the being, are coming out in a form of pollution like that, smoke like that. Even just a short moment. One has accumulated, Infinite merits. The infinite cause of happiness. Another way of saying, infinite merit. In just a short, just that short, you know, that few seconds breathing out. And then, again, as one breathe in, again, as one breathe in, as that action is done, again, with the motivation bodhicitta, so one accumulate. At infinite merit. Why it's so important? Why it's so important? To accumulate merit. Why it's so important to make purification? Why it's so important? In order to achieve enlightenment, having the understanding of the teachings and during the meditation, the practices, that alone is not enough. With that alone, without accumulating merit, and making purification, without purifying the hindrances, you know, the hindrances, the obscurations, which disturbs to actualize the steps of path to enlightenment, to actualize the meditations, you know, without purifying the obscurations, which disturb, without accumulating the merit, which causes to generate the realization of meditation, or in the steps of path to enlightenment. Just doing, having understanding of the whole teaching, and just only doing the meditation practice alone, that with that alone, one cannot achieve enlightenment. One cannot generate the path. Just like, just like without water and soil, nothing can grow. Nothing can grow, you know. And even you planted the seed, even you had the seed, without the, but if it's not together with the condition, if the seed, you know, doesn't have, or the soil, condition soil, the water, the necessary conditions, then it cannot grow. It can't produce the stems. How much one wishes, you know? You put the seed on a glass, you put the seed on a table, you put the seed there, and how much you wish, how much you pray, please grow, you know? How much you wish, you know, to grow, it can't grow without having necessary conditions, the soil, the water, those things, you know? So like that, same thing, the meditation practice, that is like the seed. The actual body of the meditation is the practice, you know, and that is like the seed. And purifying the hindrances. The accumulating merit are like the soil and the water. You see, those necessary conditions, it stops the hindrances. Necessary conditions stop the hindrance of the, say, hindrances which disturb, you know, to grow the the stems to bring the fruit. So like that, you know, necessary the practice of purification, purifying the obscurations, obscurations which disturbs and to generate all the steps, the path to enlightenment. It is necessary to accommodate meditation, which causes you know, to generate the steps of power to enlightenment. So, when one has completed the whole merit, accumulating merit, that time then one has completed the whole the steps of path to enlightenment, and also at the same time one has finished the work of purification. Because there's no one single the obscurations left. Because of that, so one has completed the whole path. One is able to complete the whole path to enlightenment. If there's a hindrance, obscuration is left, then there's no way to complete, the whole path. It disturbs, to complete the path. One cannot achieve enlightenment. So whenever one has, completed the work of purification and the accumulated merit, that time also one has completed the path. And that time they want to receive enlightenment. Nothing like that. So without finishing the work, without completing the work, accumulating merit and making purification, there's no way to receive enlightenment. No way to receive enlightenment. So therefore, the whole, the whole question, how long does it take to receive enlightenment?